Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners regular meeting to order. Welcome everyone who's here. Can we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill is absent. Commissioner Fickle?
Here.
Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
And Commissioner Roan?
Here. As far as the changes or additions to the agenda, we're going to remove item 8C for the next meeting, which is the executive director ex contract extension. So with that, public comment for the items on the agenda. Do we have any sign-ins for the public comment? Anybody online for that? Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Stevens.
A subtle reminder, having a heart attack again. Okay, I don't think we have any public comment online or otherwise. Consent calendar is as the regular meeting minutes from April 7th, the financials from April, and the event calendar. Does anybody want to pull anything out, or can I get a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consent calendar is approved. We'll head straight into action items then with the lease renewal. Sue Transu with that.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm here to present the NOAA lease renewal. NOAA currently has an airside lease agreement with the Port of Astoria going as far back as 1992. The lease property is located at 1110 Southeast Flat 9 Drive, at the Estuary of Wilmington region. Lease area consists of 2,675 square feet of improved land, which is for the installation and operation of government-owned wind profiling equipment. The term of the lease will begin on June 1st of 2026 and will be for 10 years, ending on May 31st, 2036. Both the port and tenant are agreeable to the terms and wish to renew the lease. If the commission has no questions, I request approval of the lease agreement for NOAA.
Does anyone? You've been provided with a motion. Would someone like to?
I move we approve the lease agreement between the Port of Astoria and NOAA as presidents.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion is approved. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Jim.
Our next item is a Business Oregon grant award for the East Mooring Basin Dredge Permitting. I'll turn that over to the staff.
And I'll go ahead and take that one. Take you back. Really, this kind of starts with the Central Waterfront development that we did. And if you remember, we had Walker Macy and Mike Zylus working with the city and with us. And at the end of that, one of the things that Mike had mentioned was that he'd been working in this industry for decades, and he hadn't seen a city code, a development code that was so convoluted as Astoria's. And so one of the things that we did with Walker Macy is that we ended up getting Winterbrook to help the city rewrite their code so that when we did our central waterfront development, we had an outright use when it came to the development of the hotel and what we wanted to put in for the development that we're working on with Atlin right now. So fast forward, and this actually goes back to about 2 years from now, or 2 years ago, we've got a permit in for the East Basin, and can't seem to get a permit for dredging. And this is for a number of reasons. One is that the discharge location that we were looking at on the east side of the East Mooring Basin on the south side of the channel, it falls within two zones. It's an A1 zone, which is an outright use, and an A3, which is a conditional use. But between DLCD and the Corps and the city, no one can really figure out how to get that done and permitted. So 2 years later, we still don't have a permit. So when we started having these struggles, one of the things we did last year was as well. The solution we had when we were developing the Central Waterfront was that Mike Zilis and the folks at Walker Macy had this up. So we talked with Mike last year, had him work with Winterbrook and with Moffett Nickel, and they've got a proposal that they're pretty certain they can get us to an approval, but it's going to take working with the Corps and the city and DLCD and the other regulatory agencies to get that done. So on the phone tonight, we've got Becky Briner on Zoom here. She's with Business Oregon. She's been really instrumental in getting this a grant to us. When we went out and did the solicitation, found out it was going to be about $35,000 to get this work done. Melanie Olson from Business Oregon volunteered, said, "Well, is there some way that the state can help with this?" And so this is why we have Becky on tonight with this agreement, is that they're willing to pay a portion of it. So you know, roughly about 26,000. It's the number. It's I guess $26,250 is what the state would pay, and the port's portion of that would be $8,750 to get us to a permit. Bit of a good faith effort on our part. If you go back to Central Waterfront, the development, and remember, the city ended up giving us a couple hundred thousand dollars of urban renewal funds to get that funded. So we realized that this is not the best of situations where we're having to actually pay to have this work done, but we just can't wait. And we have to get this permit sooner rather than later because it was needed 2 years ago and it hasn't gotten any better with time. It's getting to the point now where we have to find a solution or we potentially could be losing some fisheries. So what I'm looking for from the commission tonight is approval with one correction. If you look on page 40 of your agreement, Exhibit B, the first sentence there where it says with aligning code boundaries to allow for the issuance of a permit to recipient for upland disposal of dredge material. It's not uplands disposal. It is actually in water disposal. I've talked with Becky Bryan about that. She's going to work on getting a corrected version to us and get that signed, but looking for approval for this from the commission with that change that we will be dredging in water rather than uplands.
Thank you, Becky, for being here, and thank you for your hard work, and Melanie Olson as well, as far as working to resolve this. Since you're here with us, is there anything you would like to add?
No, we're, you know, happy to be able to hopefully help move this project forward for the port. We know it's kind of been longstanding, and just know that we are working on making that minor change, as Matt pointed out, and we'll get that updated document out to the port.
Do they, any commissioners have any question for Matt or Becky?
What is the nexus of the objections? I know you said it falls in two zones, but we've got three entities that have some kind of concern about it, and it was all right a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, until the new planning director came in.
The genesis of this was DLCD noticed within the city's code that the city's code didn't match up with what they were issuing, how they were issuing permits. Mm-hmm. So that's, they kind of pulled that back, they pulled the permit back. And so this is kind of where we are now. I think that there's a number of potential solutions, but right now it's going to be best, I think, to have the folks from Moffett Nickel and Winterbrook deal with the city and then potentially even adjust the disposal site. But primary among their objectives is to get their own code within the city to line up. So you've got, I mean, their overlay zones don't match. There's maps that don't match. And so If you go by one map, it would be, yes, you can have the permit. If you go by another, no, you can't.
So it's like a personal problem.
Yes. Yeah.
And the line between the A1 and the A3 seems a bit arbitrary.
Yeah. That's 90 degree angle. So it's, yeah.
I did want to, Becky's on the call here. I wanted to specifically call out Margaret Barber from Business Oregon, as well as Melanie Olson. They, along with Becky, have been really instrumental in this process, especially Margaret, there's times that I have had chats with her where I maybe wasn't of the most sound mind. I was pretty frustrated, and she did a good job of sort of helping us to on a pathway forward. Melanie had I'll call it mediated, but she was a part of several meetings that we had had with the city manager, with city engineer, and so Business Oregon through this whole process has been very, very helpful. And so I'm hopeful that through this grant, we're able to find a solution and find it quickly, so that we can get the East Morning Basin dredged.
To continue, is Ferguson still committed to dredging with our original price in 2024?
They have not said that. If you remember, we did an extension for the following year. That was last year. That was last year. So that's over. So we would have to go out and rebid it. So.
Roger that.
Why can't we clamshell that? There's two disposal sites right down on this ship. You can dump in. You don't have to deal with the city on that.
Well, clamshelling might be a bit of a struggle just to get the size of the equipment in there. But we can go out and see, we'll have it rebid again, and we've got the permit to do it either. Well, when we submit the permit, it is for doing it either clamshell or inline disposal. So whichever comes back cheaper.
Yes, glorious, hard work that's probably not very gratifying, but exceedingly important. So I'd entertain a motion. From the commission, someone would like to make the motion.
I'll move to approve the Business Oregon grant agreement in that amount of $26,250 for the East Morning Basin dredge permitting project,
with the change noted by staff.
With the change noted by staff.
Is there a second?
Jacob.
Is there any other additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move.
Why can't we just follow clamshell rigging in conjunction with the flow line? It's a lot faster, I'll guarantee you. A lot more efficient. You can dredge any hours of the day and dump any time of the day. You have it on spoil disposal site down there that's ebb tide and one that's really flood tide. I don't know why we mess around this flow line anyway.
It's a zoning issue with the city of Astoria, and their code is confused.
They don't have no authority down there.
Well, tell them that, huh? DLCD, and they are.
It's a dump site that they're worried about, isn't that correct? Is that right?
It is.
But we're not. You bypass that with your clamshell rigging, did you? They're not going to dump there.
That doesn't get us from point A to point B, though.
Did it help?
We have a motion and a second. If there are any other additional questions or comments, seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you, Becky, for being with us and all your work. Thank you, Matt. Well, public comment for non-executive agenda items. I don't think we have any, so we'll move to commissioner reports. Commissioner Fickle, have any?
Oh, sure. Anybody notice the big tent up on top of the hill by the column? I saw that big tent up there from the air when I was flying over, and then also from the ground, you could see it over there by Peter Pan.
And I thought, oh, the column?
I thought it was the 100th anniversary. I thought, boy, they're getting started on the 100th anniversary of the column really quickly here. But No, I asked some questions. I found out it was the prom. And so I got some more information about it because I thought it was really interesting. And so I wanted to take a moment to recognize the community effort that it took to produce the prom. It was organized by the Astoria High School leadership class. And from what I understand, the students, they organized and they executed this whole thing themselves. As someone that serves on the commission and also a new substitute school bus driver, I have a growing appreciation for the amount of coordination that it takes to keep our students safe. The prom included a large tent at the Column. There's two school buses running shuttles with drivers Betty Vinson-Holler and Amy Saar, and the parking support from the class of community college and a long list of sponsors and volunteers. The tent and rentals were sponsored by Jordan Snitzer and the Friends of the Astoria Column, and additional support from an anonymous donor. Van Dusen Beverages was involved. Betsy Johnson, Willis Van Dusen, the Astoria Column staff, ADHDA, Freet and Scoop, CC's Treats, 25 Astoria High School staff volunteers. Because of that generosity, these students were able to attend the prom for free and enjoy a dessert buffet. This is a good community partnership worth celebrating. Students had a safe, memorable, structured way to celebrate an important milestone. And I just wanted to call attention to that, you know, how much it took to put that on. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Stevens?
Thank you. Just quickly, I did note a thank you for the Port of Astoria staff for the stuff we did at the Grab Expo. Yeah, way to go. I did attend the finance committee yesterday. One thing we did discuss, we got a good presentation from Melanie on Port of Astoria software bundle, which is outdated using QuickBooks. We discussed possible options. It's pretty difficult to get a handle on it as a non-finance person, but if you were unable to attend, it'd be a good idea to talk with Melanie because if we do go for a fix, it's going to take a big portion of our budget to do it. And it's going to be recurring. We also had a cruise ship discussion on diminishing cruise ship visits and impact on our community. As the discussion went on, it's recognized by the committee and by the commissioners who were present that that's a staff issue. It's really not something directly that the commission is going to be able to wrestle with. So heads up, someone might be calling you on that issue again. Okay. And that's all I had to report.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell.
The only thing I have is that the executive session before or after the next meeting.
It'll be after.
After we'll have plenty of time. I have an issue of proprietary nature I'd like to discuss. The commission and the management.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'd like to add, kind of in terms of community engagement, that attended the Columbia Memorial Hospital Foundation auction, which was quite an extraordinary outpouring of community support, and at the fairgrounds, and a good time was had by all, and it was a really extraordinary event. So with that, I'll turn it over to the Executive Director for his report.
I don't have a whole lot, and I'll follow up on a couple of the comments, though. In terms of looking at new software for the port, we actually had our second staff presentation this morning. This morning's was from NetSuite, which is an Oracle company, here a couple of weeks ago. We had an Elite Dynamics presentation, and so we're probably at the point, and I've been kind of putting up roadblocks in front of Melanie for a while now, just from a cost perspective, that we've kind of outgrown QuickBooks' capability. And we're currently operating several different systems and doing a lot of offline work, which, of course, from a number of perspectives can be a challenge. It increases your propensity for errors. It's more complicated. It's harder for the end user to get good information. So for instance, like our boatyard and marina operate on a completely different system than how we run some of our leases. We actually have separate software that does a lot of our stuff at the airport. And so having an all-inclusive option, I think long term is a good thing. We're also we're a little bit of an interesting entity in that we have a lot of the characteristics of a more much larger organization with a bigger budget, just in terms of what our needs are. The fact that we need a system that can handle sort of full scale, so everything from normal operation of leases and mortgages and rents and those kind of things. Since we're also a government entity, we're looking at something that can produce both government compliant as well as financial statement GAAP compliant financials. So you're sort of running dual books, and so we want to have that capability that we actually currently do offline. We have kind of some tricks to make that work, but it's not ideal. So trying to weigh what the capabilities that we need and what the needs of the port are against what the cost will be is one of the challenges. And so Melanie's done a good job of kind of putting together these presentations that are kind of a full array, just in terms of like today NetSuite is sort of an all-in option. It's probably going to be the most costly. It's the most capable. The last one we had through Dynamics was probably a little bit less capable, but also less cost. And so at the end of it, we're going to have to kind of make a decision and balance those things of what we can live with long term, but isn't going to break the bank either. And so that process is ongoing. But I know Melanie's been pushing on me for this for a long, long time. And so it does feel good to make some progress on it. And then Commissioner Campbell, if you have an executive session topic, maybe between like now and a week from Thursday, just get that over to Deanna. Because we'll have to make sure in our posting, our public posting, that we cite the reason for executive session.
Also wonder if we should have a different executive session another day, depending on the magnitude of what's being proposed. But that's something that can happen between you and the executive director and making that determination. So
I can talk to you a little bit after the meeting if you want.
Yeah. Then the last thing I'll mention, just because it just came across my desk via email, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't chuckle a little bit, but we had a notice from DEQ wanting an update. If you recall, there were some enforcement actions here in 2024 related to Pier 2 against the seafood processors in the port. And basically the short of it was is that, you know, due to the condition of the pier, that there's contamination going on in the mixing of processing and stormwater, and that the waste is getting through the cracks in the pier, and they're wanting an update on where we are in that solution. It's just a bit funny considering our last meeting, the updates, and you know, the fact we're going to basically tell them, well, we're in year three of permitting, and we would love to have a solution to that as soon as possible. So we will be in communication with them. I just thought the timing on that was a little bit comical, that they're wondering about a solution for which another agency of the state is arguing with the feds about ownership of the very mitigation property that we need to get approved in order to move forward with the project. So I will keep the commission apprised if there's any updates to be had on our meetings with DEQ on that issue. That's all I have.
Thank you. With that, thank you for people's attendance, and the upcoming meeting dates are provided. I don't think I need to read them all, but they are there for your perusal. With that, the meeting's adjourned.